The Southwest Energy Efficiency Project is behind the report. The public interest organization is focused on promoting greater energy efficiency. Researchers looked at bus systems in the relatively small communities of Grand Junction, Fort Collins, and the Roaring Fork Valley. Mike Salisbury helped put the study together. He says the idea was to quantify the economic benefits of public transit.
I think we want to look at, does the investment in transit pay off? Does it make sense for communities to make? And trying to show that there's a lot of economic benefits to transit systems that I think people maybe aren't consciously aware of or don't really have a way to put a dollar figure on them.
In the Roaring Fork Valley, the study finds RAFTA doesn't just pay for itself. It returns more than $50 million in benefits to the communities it serves. The biggest chunk of savings comes from the riders themselves. Most are commuting to work, and without these employees, Salisbury quantified businesses would stand to lose $43 million in wages.
A lot of the economic benefit does, I think, come out of the service that RAFTA provides to commuters, because it moves a tremendous number of people in that Highway 82 and I-70 corridor. It moves a lot of people to and from their homes and to their jobs.
Without the bus system, he says some workers may become unemployed and seek public assistance, which would cost taxpayers $1.5 million, according to the study. Another $500,000 in savings is due to time saved on the road because the buses reduce congestion. The study uses data from 2011 and 2012. That's before the so-called BRT, or VelociRAFTA program, began operating. The $46 million expanded bus service promises to speed up commutes, and Salisbury says it's much cheaper than expanding the highway itself.
There's a study done by CDOT about 10 years ago saying that adding a lane mile along sections of Highway 82 would be something like $30 million per lane mile. So the economics of expanding the bus service is a much better way of getting more people able to travel on the corridor than expanding the highway.
The RAFTA routes connect Aspen to Rifle, roughly 68 miles. In 2012, a survey of riders showed nearly 70% of RAFTA's 4 million rides were for people commuting to work. Marcy Grevenen, Aspen Public Radio News.